This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
45, quarter till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Man, an exciting game for LSU baseball last night. Here to tell us more about it, Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing well, Tommy. How about yourself?
I'm good. Y'all ready for the Easter weekend?
I think so. Yep.
Big family gathering. Like what you guys got planned?
Not much. It's this late Easter. It's just crazy. You know, I mean, before we know it, it's going to be Memorial Day. Very weird to have it this late.
Real quick, before we get to LSU baseball, I'm thinking about changing the name of my dog, who's been named. He's been through two names already, and I think I finally found a right name for him. Have you ever changed the name of a pet or not, or do you think that's acceptable?
No, I have not. I have not done that.
Kids are different. Pets, I think I got a couple of months leeway on this. Anyway, let's talk about LSU and Alabama last night.
Man, what a game last night, Tommy. It was one of those classic games at the box where, man, you know, the first few innings just not going well. The other team builds up a lead. And why I say it's one of those classic games at Alec Box Stadium, we've seen it so many times that once LSU is able to turn the momentum in its favor, they just run away with it. And last night was a perfect example of it, scoring 10 unanswered runs. They are down 5-1. It's looking bleak. Even Jay Johnson getting a little desperate, going with Josh Pearson. And then, gets the big pinch hit single. And then he pinch hits Ashton Larson. Larson was someone that played a lot last season as a freshman, especially in SEC play, made the freshman All-American team. But this year he's been riding the pine. He's only got one at-bat in SEC play, and that came last weekend heading into last night's game. And what does he do? He rewards Jay Johnson and his teammates by smoking a three-run homer, gets LSU within one run. And then in the next inning, LSU hits another three-run homer. Steven Milam gives LSU the lead. And then with the way Cason Evans has been pitching, you can't mount any rallies against this guy. He's been nearly perfect this season as a freshman. He does the job, ends up being the winning pitcher, and just a great game. You get an Alabama assistant coach who gets tossed for arguing what should have been ball four. Justin LeBron should have walked there for Alabama, and that would have loaded the bases after LSU got within one run. He strikes out, and then LSU gets another call prior to the Steven Milam three-run homer. Jared Jones should have struck out. Instead, he walks on a pitch that looked like it hit the outer half of the plate. He walks. That sets up Milam's three-run homer. So it just unraveled for Alabama. And again, once that momentum really swung in LSU's favor, once again, another opponent just doesn't have a chance at Alec Box Stadium. Once that momentum and the crowd really gets into it like it did last night, they didn't have a chance.
I don't want you to say anything wrong here on the air, okay? But generally speaking, is there one line? Is it a cumulative effect, or is there one line that a coach crosses that'll get him tossed?
Well, I don't blame him for getting tossed.
No, I'm not either. I'm just wondering what it is that's what's the tipping point.
And if you notice, he really and I. At first, the home plate umpire allowed the verbal beating from the first base coach from Alabama. And it wasn't until he had walked away from him, you know, because he's at the first base coach's box. Mm-hmm. Justin LeBron strikes out on a pitch that looks very low. And even Cason Evans admitted it after the game. He didn't think – and you could tell by Cason Evans' reaction. I mean, usually when you strike out a guy – with runners in scoring position late in the game, you run off the mound and you're excited and you're pumping your chest and you're firing up your teammates. Cason Evans was like, what? Okay, that's strike three. I'll just walk back to the dugout. So, but the Alabama first base coach, he was really fired up, and I don't blame him. It was a crucial moment in the game. Alabama was trying to get the momentum back in their favor after Ashton Larson hit that three-run homer. They had their best hitter at the plate. That should have been ball four. It should have been bases loaded for Alabama at that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Point, instead of strike three, the LSU fans are going crazy. So the Alabama first base coach, as he's going back to the first or third base dugout, he's got a long time there to just get into the umpire, just scream at him. And that's what he was doing. And it wasn't until he had walked like 10 feet past him that the home plate umpire finally ejected him. So I think in a way, it, just the way it would look, the umpire realized that he missed the call, and so he allowed the first base coach to have a say. But when he kept talking as he went towards the dugout, and then obviously he said some sort of magic word, and then that was it.
Nothing.
That just motivated the LSU team even more. I think it was Ashton Larson that said that. It might have been Ashton Larson or Cason Evans, one of the two, said that last night, that when the coach got ejected, that got the team even more fired up.
There's nothing that'll get anybody, some people, angrier than when they make a mistake and you call them out, and you continue to call them out, and they can refuse to admit that they made a mistake, and they keep backing themselves into a corner, and the only out they have is to react angrily, which is probably what the umpire did. I've always wondered, though, like you're talking about, is it something a guy says when he's got his back turned? Does it turn personal? Is it about the mother? Is it about the wife or something? You understand what I'm saying? Proclivities. Yeah. I just always wonder what that tipping point is, or maybe it's just a cumulative effect. We'll take a break, pick it up. We come back talking LSU baseball with Jeff Palermo, 6:51, 9 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 6:56, 4 till 7, thrilling LSU victory last night on a diamond at the box. Jeff Palermo, WWL.com, columnist, Louisiana Network News Director, joins us. Jeff is excited and as happy as I am about the win. Let's talk about Cade Anderson, if we can.
Yeah, not his best performance, right? I mean,
and coming off of the right, wasn't he the performance with the 100-something pitches? Or do I have my guy confused?
Yeah, two starts ago, he had the complete game shutout where he threw 135 pitches. And last week, I thought he pitched pretty well. He still gave up. I think he gave up 5 runs last week. But if LSU turns a double play, Cade Anderson has a much better night statistically last week. And then last night, he strikes out 10. He doesn't walk anyone, but yet he gives up 4 home runs. And that just tells you that for the most part, he's dialed in. But there are times where he's just leaving the ball over the heart of the plate and guys are whacking it out of the park.
So how do you fix that?
Well, Jay Johnson at the end of the game didn't seem too concerned. Now, granted, Jay Johnson is someone to never really – express any kind of frustration or concerns about his players. He's never one to really throw anybody under, not to say he would throw Cade Anderson under the bus last night, but he's hardly ever critical about a player with the media after the game. And he did bring up a good point. The ball was traveling last night. I mean, Ethan Frye's 2-run homer last night looked like it was going to be a routine fly ball to the right fielder, and it just kept carrying it and went out of the park. So there were 7 home runs hit in that game last night. So the ball was carrying out over the fence. But Cade Anderson just got to be a little bit better with his command. He's good enough where he's not walking people, and it could be worse for him if he was walking people. At least he's just giving up, for the most part, solo home runs or 2-run home runs. He's not, walking a couple guys and then giving up the 3-run homer, because as we saw last night, how devastating a 3-run homer can be. LSU hit 2 of them last night, and Alabama was down for the count. So I think it's obviously something that Nate Yeske is going to try to work with him on, making sure that, if he's going to miss a spot, just don't leave it over the heart of the plate for these guys to get a good swing on it and hit it out of the ballpark.
Jeff, only 60 seconds left. I do want to talk about LSU football. Spring practice over with, transfer portal, and Brian Kelly's handling of it. What happens from here with LSU football?
Well, we've seen a couple guys, some of the guys on the bottom of the depth chart have entered the transfer portal. I think he's hoping that most of the main guys come back. I think that's what's going to occur, and I don't really see LSU diving in there and trying to acquire more players out of the transfer portal. He told us on Tuesday he likes his roster, and he thinks it's good enough to compete next year for a championship.
So what happens now? Just weightlifting and all that stuff until
they'll take a little bit of a break here, but really I think it gets really going again once the spring semester is over with, maybe around June 1st or something. That's when they really start dialing in onto the off-season conditioning program.
Got to hit that weight room. Thank you, Jeff.
Yep.
Appreciate your time. We'll talk to Sydney Torres as we come back about this French Quarter garbage debacle. Tommy Tucker, WWL.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.